Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
We continue with the sports conversation. It's our Fleet Feet Spotlight as we talk some Central Magnet cross country here. Alan Nichols joins the crew here in the studio from Central Magnet. Our first chance to talk to you on the air, which it's a pleasure to have you here. It's not like you had to go very far from school or anything.
That's right. That's right. Straight here from the Magnet right now.
We know that had region meets this week, and boy, did you all do very well.
Yeah, it was great to go to Cookeville and get out the true sweep, you know, the mile split Tennessee runner, and the Daily News Journal reported about our varsity squads winning championship for girls and boys, but we're also really excited to win the JV titles as well. So it was a true four team sweep, and that's the first in our program history.
Well, for the guys, is that four or five in
that's
a row?
That's our fifth in a row, so we're really, really happy and excited about it.
You're not only defending district champions as well, but you competed here without Cuneo, I think, something like that, right?
Yeah, Taylor Cuneo. She's we're transitioning her back into training. She's she's just a really special kid, but we're just being careful and cautious about too much too soon. So she's one of those kids that you just kind of stand back and hope you don't mess it up. So.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And that's one of those that in 20 years it's going to be that very successful young lady that you see. And you're going to have that with all of these kids. I mean, cross country kids just are special that way, it seems.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So what is kind of the outlook for Taylor? Because I know that a lot of folks keep up with her. She's kind of put cross country on the map here in the county.
We're taking everything one day at a time. We're basically just going to be careful and take care of her. And if she's good to go next Saturday, November the 5th at State, we'll run her. If she's not, we won't. So we're just going to take it day by day, and we'll listen to her, and we'll decide when we get a little closer.
Alan Nichols with us as we talk Central Magnet cross country. When you talk about the feat of not only winning region championships, but the JV doing the same, that bodes well for the future of Tiger cross country. And I know that's why you're as happy as you are about it.
Yeah, Brian, it's really great. And you know, our JV squad, it features obviously a lot of freshmen, but we've got some sophomores and juniors in there as well. And you know, I told our kids this week that our JV runners practice with us at every practice, and they made us better as a team. And it's not just about times, but it's about dedication and leadership and commitment to the program, and being consistent with our training and controlling the things that we can control. So they were a great contributor to our program this season.
So State is the fifth.
State is the fifth.
And that's always at the very easy to run steeplechase.
Right? Yeah, quite easy to run. Yeah, it's the dreaded steeplechase. Yeah. In addition to being hilly and just a dreaded course, you know, they've got lots of different holes and spots that are kind of rough on the ankles there. So we go and we compete, and we're going to do our best on Saturday the 5th.
In our Fleet Feet Spotlight tonight, talking Central Magnet cross country, give us some names out there. Of course, the Cuneo name is one that we've heard a lot about over the years, but it takes more than one to make a team. And any names you want to throw out there and highlight of your young men and women?
Well, I think for the girls, you know, we have to start with our senior leadership, and that's Abby Graves and Emma Harris. They've been really solid for us this season, and Emma has battled some injuries. In particular, Emma has battled some injuries through multiple seasons, and Abby battled some injuries last year. But this year, those two with senior leadership, they've been an incredible talent. And Kerrigan Walls is a freshman for us, and she's definitely improved our girls squad. For the boys, you can't talk about our boys team and not mention freshman Fuji Ande and junior Jordan Shirley. Those two push us each and every day. We also have senior captain for the boys, Nathan Delk, a young man that I've known and worked with since the McFadden days. Worked with him when he was in the fifth grade. So it's been a true joy to watch Nathan, senior captain, and Emma Harris, our senior captain, lead and make this team stronger for this year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some news that has come out. A lot of our area high school teams are really kind of talking about classifications and this, that, and the other. And some news that I heard, and we were just talking about it right before we went on the air, this classification thing really brings some challenges for Central Magnet School in some sports, doesn't it?
Yeah, Brian, we're watching it closely. You know, we adults, I've been telling the kids not to be worrying about this, but you know, my parents and the coaches at school, it's cross country, track, golf, and tennis. And what TSSAA has done, you all were talking before the break about reclassification and setting up regions for football, but part of that process, they also took a look at the other sports as well. And instead of taking AAA and AAA, as they've looked at the total number of schools, TSSAA's Board of Control, and they have proposed taking 322 schools and dividing them solely down the middle. And unfortunately for us, with an enrollment of 806, that puts us competing against schools that have 2,513. Now, Brian, I'll tell you, you know, my kids love a challenge. You know, when you're dealing with kids that want to make a 36 on the ACT, they're up for a challenge of any kind. But, you know, when we talk about equity and we talk about an even playing field, you know, you don't want to have the cards stacked against you. So the reality is, if Central Magnet is going to compete in track, cross country, golf, and tennis, what the TSSAA is proposing is certainly going to make, you know, a state championship. It's going to make it a lot more difficult for us. So we're going to do what we can over the next few weeks. A lot of coaches across the state are talking. We're talking about schools like Hume Fogg and MLK and Greenville, Sullivan East. All of these schools have really strong programs, and their parents, their coaches are all trying to do everything they can. So I know we would certainly appreciate if your listeners could contact TSSAA Board of Control member Jerry Mathis and let him know. We certainly appreciate all the work that they do. It's never an easy job, but we also want to treat our kids fairly. Sure. And do what's right, because at the end of the day, this is about our kids.
So, and by the way, that 36 is double my ACT, so I can't really argue there. But just so we kind of understand, the classifications for a sport like football, well, they put those in six classes, and then you have your Division II. Well, here we're talking about a large class, or bigger schools, smaller schools, so two classifications.
Correct.
But how do you fit at 800 or so with schools that have 2,500? Because it looks like if you just listed every school that was in the TSSAA from largest to smallest, you wouldn't be in that top half.
We are the sixth smallest large school. So the first school that is in the large division has an enrollment of around 760, and we have 806. So we're right there. We're right smack dab in the middle.
Is it based on that sport, or is that just where you fall is like right in the middle of all the schools that classify?
Well, there's a little bit of a controversy about what that means, because the TSSAA has classed these schools for the four sports based on participation in that sport. So, for instance, if I'm at a school and I have a small enrollment and I have one golfer, then that means I'm counted as a participating school in golf, tennis, track, and cross country. And we just competed in our region meet on Tuesday in Region 4 AAA. So it has the small schools and the mid-sized schools, but there are 26 schools in that region. We only had 13 teams participate. So this proposal actually will have a net gain for the large school division, and it's going to drastically reduce year-in and year-out participation in the smaller schools, which, you know, TSSAA is certainly revenue-oriented. So when we talk about state meets, they're going to be losing money for those smaller meets. And the other thing, Brian, that really bothers me about this is that for a lot of our student athletes, college recruiters for these sports, these Olympic sports, will come one time, and that is at their state competition. If I'm losing, if my student athletes are losing the opportunity to go to a state competition, they're losing potentially access to a college education or at least a scholarship mm-hmm. for one of these sports that they otherwise would not get, because we don't typically have recruiters that show up to our Saturday meets throughout the regular season.
So is there a way to fix this? What would be the fix? If you had your opportunity to say, I'm going to fix it and this is the way I'm going to do it, what would that be?
Well, not to sound too cliche or like the start of a movie, but in a world where all things are equal, we would also have three classes, mm-hmm. Just like what we have with basketball, with baseball and softball. If that's not feasible, or if TSSAA doesn't have the time, they've already got the new enrollment figures, so they can simply move the line, or they can continue to use the AAA grouping, which is what they've done for wrestling. So the numbers are already out there. The figures are already there. It's an easy fix.
They have done set in stone, or is there some room to move some things around, or what do you think?
We're getting mixed responses on that question from the Board of Control. So the Board of Control has a November 17th meeting, and that's the meeting where they're going to propose and adjust the region alignments for all the other sports. So we're hoping that they're going to listen to reason, because if you go back and look at the minutes, or if you talk to folks who were at this meeting, they spent 85-90% of their time talking about football, and there was virtually no discussion about the implications of this plan for golf, tennis, track, and cross country. And you know, to be fair, if I talk to my buddies at the AAA schools, Coach Young at Siegel is a great guy. Coach Williams at Riverdale is great. They don't want this plan to work, because they know that it's bigger than just Oakland, or it's bigger than just Eagleville. This is about sports, and it's about all of our student athletes. So we're all really hopeful that they're going to listen to reason, but it would have to happen within the next 3 weeks.
So we'll be watching. For those who are interested in finding out more, I'm sure you've got a plethora of information that you can share. And you mentioned Jerry Mathis as a person to at least call and share your thoughts. And so I guess we'll be watching that and waiting to see what happens.
Yes, sir.
But November 5th, good luck at the steeplechase. And Coach, I appreciate you coming on here tonight, and don't be a stranger. We'll have to do this again.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. We really appreciate you exposing some good stories about cross country in this county. So,
well, we want to thank Krista Dugosh over at Fleet Feet for certain making this segment possible here, and good luck again on coming up here on the 5th.
Thanks, Brian. We appreciate it.
Alan Nichols joining us from Central Magnet Cross Country here on our Fleet Feet Spotlight from News Radio WGNS and Primetime Sports. Back with more of the Ideas Tees Primetime Sports Scene in a moment.